This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lena reports.
An Israeli military spokesperson listed the names of the six hostages for reporters on Sunday.
Lori Danino, Alex Lubnov, Almog Sarusi, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, Carmel Gat, Veden Yerushalmi.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not rest until it catches those responsible for the killings, adding that his government is committed to achieving a deal to release the remaining hostages. Senior Hamas officials said that Israel, in its refusal to sign a ceasefire agreement, was to blame for the deaths.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lena. The streets of central Tel Aviv were filled with tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday evening, calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring home the remaining hostages in Gaza. Israel on Sunday said it did recover the bodies of the six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza, where they were apparently killed shortly before its troops reached them. Protesters blocked roads in Jerusalem and demonstrated outside the prime minister's residence, while Israel's trade union called for a general strike on Monday to further pressure the government into securing a hostage deal. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate 640,000 children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month-old war to allow the campaign to go ahead. The World Health Organization confirmed last month that a baby was partially paralyzed by polio, the first case in 25 years in the territory. This is VOA News. Russia said on Sunday it downed over 150 drones in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks of the war, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's defense ministry added that the drone attack came overnight, with two drones over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. The majority of the drones were over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks, in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault on Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Alternative for Germany, or AfD, was on track on Sunday to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II, projections showed, but was almost certain to be excluded from power by rival parties. With a year to go until Germany's national election, the results look punishing for Social Democrat Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition. All three parties lost votes, with junior partners, the Greens and the Free Democrats, on the cusp of missing the 5% threshold needed to stay in parliament. Officials in the U.S. city of San Francisco say an American football player is expected to recover after he was shot during a robbery attempt on Saturday, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was the victim of a robbery attempt in the Union Square District.
He was walking alone when a suspect approached him and attempted to commit an armed robbery using a gun. A struggle between Mr. Pearsall and the suspect ensued.
Audio courtesy of KGO-TV. Both Pearsall and the 17-year-old suspect were shot. A teammate posted that the 23-year-old Pearsall is okay, recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was drafted by the team in April from the University of Florida. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More than 80 teenagers have been released from prison over the weekend in Venezuela, according to a human rights group, after being arrested during anti-government protests following Venezuela's disputed presidential election in late July. Venezuela's Electoral Council and its top court have proclaimed President Nicolas Maduro in power since 2013 as the winner of the July 28th election, but has not published complete voting tallies. Venezuela's opposition has published its own tally showing a landslide win for its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez. The Venezuelan government has blamed the opposition for at least 27 deaths and thousands of arrests, while opponents accuse the government of carrying out a campaign of repression. I'm Joe Ramsey.